Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Is On Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath. Repeat after me. And my baby loved me.
My baby loved me.
Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud. Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath. Repeat after me. I love my baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love my baby.
When my baby loved me. But I was born with a rhythm in my soul. Lord, I just can't stop. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands now twice. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands now twice. Well, come on, everybody, take a real deep breath. Repeat after me. And my baby loved me.
My baby
loved
me.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with long that music like Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. But I was born with a rhythm in my soul. Lord, can't be stopped. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands now twice. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands now twice. Well, come on, everybody, take a real deep breath. Repeat after me. My baby loved me.
My baby loved me.
My baby loved me.
My baby loved me.
Your baby loved me.
My baby loved me.
Welcome to On Target, where we play Northern Soul, mod beat, rare groove, and forgotten gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. I started off this week with Ed Forsyth, a track called Come On Everybody on the Jewel label from 1965. This was actually a track that was recorded a couple of years earlier by Elvis Presley, but this version is so much better because it has the claps and the finger snaps and the foot stomps, whereas Elvis Presley's version just has emptiness in those spaces, I guess anticipating that whoever's listening to the track or the audience or the crowd there is going to fill in that space. But let me tell you, when they don't, it's horrendous. This is so much better because it gives you something to follow. It's also produced by Canada's very own Dale Hawkins and still holds on to that soulful side of rock and roll. Look, I got so much to share with you this week, and a nice chunk of them came from Louisville, Kentucky, from my friends James and Uwe down there. I tell you what, why don't we listen to a couple of tracks and then I'll talk a little bit more about that.
What's the matter, baby? You're acting very cold tonight. Is it because you're afraid to love me? Well, that's all right, because a little loving will never harm you.
A little loving
should never alarm you. It's oh so pleasing. So come on, baby, I'm not teasing, cause
it's alright for you, baby.
It's alright.
It's alright for you, baby.
It's alright
for you, baby.
It's alright. Put your arms around me and tell me that you love me so, yeah, yeah. So what if you told me last night? I just gotta hear it just tonight. Is this all right?
Come on.
A little loving is never gonna harm you, and a little hugging is never gonna harm you. A little squeezing is oh so pleasing. So come on, baby, I'm not teasing, no. It's all right. It's all right. Oh.
If you leave me, I will cry.
Floyd Price on the Double L label from 1966. Track's called Every Night. Now, before I go on to talk about the other tracks I played, I want to tell you a little backstory here. When I was at Keystone back in November, I met a couple of really cool guys from Louisville, Kentucky, who do a show called That Driving Beat on WXOX, which is a local radio station there. You can also listen to their show on Mixcloud or Apple Podcasts. It also streams live Sundays from 6 to 8 on artxfm.com, which is the WXOX website. They call themselves Midnight Hour Sound System. They have a show that they do on the last Friday of every month called Soul Strike in the basement of Louisville's oldest bowling alley called Vernon Lanes. It's 1575 Story Avenue in Louisville. It looks like an amazing time, and if I ever get down there, I will definitely check them out. But the deal is, I did their poster for that night, and in exchange, they sent me some records. Not only did they send me records and a t-shirt, which I love, but James also put together a write-up of every record that he sent me. So the track that I played before Lloyd Price was a blue-eyed early 60s R&B shaker cover of a much mellower Maurice Williams and the Gladiolas song, Sweetheart, Please Don't Go. It's done by a cat named Cosmo Cosden, who went by the moniker simply Cosmo. And he was a megastar in about a 20-mile radius of around downtown Louisville. He packed teenage dances and amusement park stages back in the 1960s. Now, I played that on the Tilt label. And before that, The Adventurers, which also came from James and Uwe. The track's called It's All Right on the Randy label from 1962.
Yeah. Going to work today. I'm not going to work today. I know I won't get no pay, but I'm not going to work today. Cause I was up all night with the baby. She was crying like crazy. But I thought that maybe I could stop her if I would change her with diaper. But it seemed she wanted a mother who would play in the under the cover. So I walked the baby till it fell asleep. Oh, and now I got aching feet on my feet, and yeah.
You sit there, said, Daddy, you could always stay. Close by my side, yeah, now, every day. But oh my God, you worry me. Feel your love growing cold. Feel your love growing cold.
Off there with Boot Hog Pepperly and the Loafers. Crazy name. It was a Louisville supergroup that only put out one 45, this 45. It was made up of members of Soul Incorporated, the Trendells, and Cosmos Group. We played Cosmo earlier. The Monarchs and more. This is a cover of a Joe Tex track that got picked up in the Northern Soul scene, who probably had no idea that it was a bunch of white kids from Kentucky. It does appear on a Charlie compilation of songs played at the Catacombs in Wolverhampton, and even my friend Fast Freddy had it on a set list on his blog Boogaloo Bag. The track's called I'm Not Going to Work Today. And as James explains it, this is a Louisville band that recorded this at Ray Allen and Hardy Martin's Allen Martin Studios in Kentucky, but released it on the Soundstage 7 label out of Nashville. And I guess this is an attempt to get a wider distribution and hopefully break through onto a more national stage. I followed that with the Sultans. Now, you remember I played Cosmo back in the first set, and he used to be the lead singer of the Sultans. This track that I played you, I Feel Your Love Growing Cold, on the Jam label, was after Cosmo left the group. The guys did send me the Sultans' first 45 with Cosmo singing, which I will play next week, but I highly recommend you give this one multiple listens. It is an earworm, and it really grows on you. Followed that with Bobby Marchand, Shake Your Tambourine, on the Cameo label. To On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Talking about you. message to you. Tell you about a girl I know. She's sitting here by my side. Lovely indeed. That's why I asked her if she'd promised me something she would be my bride. I'm talking about you and nobody but you. Yes, I do mean you. Come on and let me get a message to you.
Some British beat, starting off with the Kinks. I Took My Baby Home on the Pi label. Then the Big Three, Some Other Guy on Decca. And I finished that set off with the Yardbirds. It seems like this track was not recorded in the studio. It was only played live. And it seems to have been played live a few times. This track didn't come out on a 45. It appeared on Five Live Yardbirds. And I have it on a French pressing by Les Yardbirds. The album's called Les Yardbirds avec Eric Clapton. And it also appeared on reissues of the For Your Love LP, but not on the original.
Say away from my door. Say goodbye, 'cause you ain't my sweet lover no more. I don't spend my money in the high price stores. No, I don't have no big fine car. Just because a preacher doesn't want to go that far.
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
That was Don Gardner, I'm a Practical Guy, on Verve. Before that, Tom and Jerry O, Boomerang, on ABC Paramount. And I started things off there with a great mod, kind of jazzy, kind of Latin track called Sweet Love No More by Gene Daniels on the Columbia label. I heard Ben sell Patrick a copy of this on their show, Addicted to the Needle. And I thought, hey, I haven't played that in a million years. So I thought I'd just throw that in there as well because it's just so good.
Yeah. nights are so lonely.
Girl, my nights are so lonely.
Ooh, I'm leaving you only.
I'm leaving you only.
Plenty, plenty good love.
Plenty, plenty good love.
I only drink enough from your love cup to keep me thirsty. Girl, my need for you is oh so strong until it hurts me.
Soul of Brooklyn, you are listening to The Face Radio.
You started a fire that the firemen can't put out. Yes, you did. It's way down in my heart and it keep on burning up.
Blow it out, it's way down in my soul, and it's too hot to hold.
That was Little Carl Carlton, Competition Ain't Nothing on the Backbeat label. Before that, Betty Everett, Too Hot to Hold on VJ. The chairman of the board before that, the unmistakable voice of General Johnson from 1970 on Holland Dozier Holland's post-Motown label Invictus, You've Got Me Dangling on a String, Great Northern Soul track. And started that off with a controversial belter. Controversial because Simon Susan was a famous bootlegger. He would bootleg records and try and pass them off as originals. Now, he would also do this thing called cover-up, where he'd play a track and then put a fake label on it and try and pass it off as something nobody could find because it was a totally made-up name. So he would play Double Cookin' by the Checkerboard Squares, which originally came out on the Villa label, and he covered it up as Bob Wilson and the Strings of Go-Go. But he got caught out. So he went back into the studio, the very same studio, in fact, Tangerine, where the Checkerboard Squares recorded Double Cookin'. In about 1977, he took in an artist named Adrian Williams, who's a former Iquette, by the way, and also in the band Halloween, and he recorded new vocals on Double Cookin'. And this is the only way it was released on vinyl. So the flip side is a bootlegged repressing of Double Cookin', and it's on a bootleg Villa label that looks like the original. But this track is an original and a masterpiece by Simon Susan. So it is a unreleased track using an existing instrumental as the music, which artists do all the time now. So maybe this is an early, if not the first, example of sampling.
Oh, mercy! Yeah. Hey, I'm a 30-second lover. Little baby, a kind man. Tears fall from my eyes. I'm a 30-second lover. Oh, think your eyes miss begin. Got my red tennis shoes on. Hey, I'm a 30-second lover. Why can't we do it again? I'm gonna tell your mama how low down you've been on me. This ain't shy. I'm gonna tell your papa how mistreating you've been on me. I'm gonna tell everybody, why can't you let me be?
All my treasures are stored. Yeah, all my treasures are stored.
we started off there with another great record from James and Uwe, the Mersey Beats USA. This is another instance, and I've played many instances before, of a North American band cashing in on the British invasion, specifically the Beatles and the Mersey sound. Although, interestingly, this does not sound like Mersey Beat at all. This is definitely garage. 30 Second Lover is the name of the track. It's on the Top Dog label out of Kentucky. Came out in 1967. Brilliant, love that. Followed that with an actual British band, the Moody Blues, with Denny Lane on vocals, and My Baby's Gone is the name of that track on the Decca label. And then brought it right back to Canada, the Chantels, a Montreal band that couldn't get signed anywhere until they came to Winnipeg, and they got signed on the MW label. This record, Both Sides, are about TKs, which are stovepipe pant or a cigarette leg pant. People have different names for it, but basically a slim fit leg, slack, popular with teens. And this was a promotional record, which is actually a great garage song. It's called Shaggy Baggy Joe, came out on the Winnipeg MW label in 1966. And the band would play in different stores that sold TKs. They would play these and fill the place up with teenagers who would then buy the TKs. I'm going to leave you off now with an R&B rock and roll instrumental by a Canadian artist who only seems to have put out this one record, and it only came out in Canada, and it only came out on the Rio label. Dave Boxer and the Boxerman, track's called Bubby's Beat from 1964. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Face Radio. Until next time, keep the faith.